This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Mrs. L, a housekeeper for a large hotel, came in because of a pounding headache that had been present on and off for about a week. A careful history and physical exam suggested her headache was nothing serious, likely the result of fatigue and some work-related stress. I encouraged her to take some aspirin and increase her physical activity. Before she left, she told me that she was worried. A co-worker presented with a similar headache and had just been diagnosed with a brain tumor. She wanted an MRI of her head just to be sure it was nothing. In fact, her exam was completely normal and the chance of a tumor was teeny. If I ordered the MRI, it would cost either her or her insurance company $1,500. It would also mean that someone else, who really might need the MRI, would have to wait for their turn in the scanner. Mrs. L understood my concerns, but she still wanted an MRI. It seemed only logical to her that if there was a machine available to help me make a diagnosis, why wouldn't I use it? My task was to convince Mrs. L that ordering an MRI scan was not the best medical care. I suggested to her a compromise. Why don't we wait a few weeks and try the medication to see if they work? For all I know, the cancer could spread before our next appointment, she said. The fact is that I could not be 100% certain that she didn't have a brain tumor, any more than I can be 100% certain about most of the diagnoses I make in medicine. My skill, if I have any at all, comes from understanding the pattern of symptoms and the way diseases work. Unfortunately, diseases don't read our textbooks, and they don't always follow the usual rules, and they don't always act in a typical fashion. But for the most part, we get it right. In many respects, technology has improved the practice of medicine and reduced subjectivity, but it comes at a cost, both in terms of money and in terms of the enormous expectations by the public that there is an answer for everything. I realize that Mrs. L's worry about her headache can worsen her pain and it can diminish our relationship. I explained my worry to her, and I explained that I would follow her head pain closely, and that if I was wrong or if something changed, we could always alter our plan. Some might call this a paternalistic approach, implying that I knew better about Mrs. L's headache than she did. And maybe it is paternalistic, but isn't a touch of paternalism why we go to the doctor? She left disappointed, and she left with no MRI scan. I didn't hear from her for several weeks, but then she finally called back, telling me that her headaches had disappeared, and she was glad we chose the approach that we did. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.